An already tense Pakistan erupts into violence today with a bombing at the home of a minister and a former leader placed under house arrest.
A suicide bomber attacked the home of Pakistan's Minister of Political Affairs in the northwestern city of Peshawar. Four people are reported dead, but the minister himself was not hurt.
And in the capital of Islamabad, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto under house arrest, her residence surrounded by concrete barriers and barbed wire. 5,000 of her supporters have reportedly been rounded up by President Pervez Musharraf's military forces.
Bhutto had planned to defy a ban on public gatherings and speak at a protest rally in nearby Rawalpindi. Addressing reporters by phone from inside her residence, Bhutto said, "There are no arrest papers that have been served on her." She added, quote, "If I'm arrested, the People's Party of Pakistan workers will continue to fight for democracy and the rule of law." Yesterday at a press conference, Bhutto demanded that Musharraf give up his position as head of Pakistan's army by November 15th.
"He told me I'll take my uniform off before I seek re-election as president of Pakistan. He never did. He told the Supreme Court I will take my uniform off before I take my oath. He never did."
These developments come just one day after Musharraf bowed to international pressure and declared parliamentary elections would take place on February 15th, a move praised by the Bush administration. And that is the BPP Big Story. Now let's get the rest of the news from Rachel Martin.